A group of Canadian and American energy companies is proposing the project, but they're facing pressure from property owners who worry about what the pipeline might do to their land and their property values. Scott Hands is reviewing the proposal. He's with the Army Corps of Engineers. He says the companies considered several routes, but the one that crosses Lake Erie is the front runner.
The preferred route has been selected in large part because of right-of-way issues, and there's also other land-based environmental concerns such as wetlands, contaminated sites on land, and a number of different environmental issues.
But not everyone's happy about the plan. Environmentalists are concerned about churning up contaminated sediments in the lake, and some residents are worried about their drinking water. The Corps of Engineers will issue a public notice about the project within the next 2 months. At that time, they'll accept comments to be reviewed in the decision-making process. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Wendy Nelson.